First of all, I would like to thank all of you for joining us this morning for our press conference. Just to let you know, we do have three speakers this morning, and then we will entertain questions at the end. I'm Jerry Allen, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the American Cancer Society Midwest Division. And I'm really pleased to announce the kickoff of a new campaign in support of Smoke-Free Wisconsin. Our kickoff, or our campaign, is entitled Holding Our Breath for Smoke-Free Air. And this is a campaign which is a little different than in the past because it's going to focus on connecting citizens with lawmakers in support of a smoke-free law. Secondhand smoke is a very serious health issue. And giving individuals the right to breathe smoke-free air is extremely important. It's not only important for the individual, but it's an extremely important public health issue. And it is supported by the vast majority of Wisconsin voters. As we embark on our new campaign, we want to make sure that every individual who wants to has a chance to tell their story to their lawmaker. That is why, as part of this campaign, we'll be working to connect constituents with their lawmakers through a variety of venues. First of all, personal visits, town hall meetings, and something new. Today we are launching a new website, starting today, grassroots website, www.holdingourbreathwi.com. This is where supporters can send video messages directly to their representatives telling them why they're holding their breath for smoke-free air. These messages will come from all parts of the state, and like those of you here today, will reflect strong support from both Republicans and Democrats, men, women, young, old, big cities, small towns, and virtually every part of Wisconsin. These videos, along with the town hall meetings and other events, will feature real people telling real stories and giving real reasons why Wisconsin should be smoke-free. In addition to the new website, supporters will also be able to sign an online petition. They'll be able to read and view a video blog of 100 reasons why we should be smoke-free in 100 days. They'll be able to write and submit letters to the editor, to their lawmakers, and they'll also be able to find the nearest town hall meeting or any other event in support of the legislation. Finally, starting with this morning's kickoff, we're very excited that on the website, we will be counting every second Wisconsin waits to go smoke-free. As the chief executive officer of an organization committed to fighting cancer and as a resident of Wisconsin, it is my sincere hope that this clock doesn't tick too long. Every second marks a second that someone in Wisconsin is needlessly being exposed to secondhand smoke. That is why I am holding my breath for smoke-free air. Please join me today. First of all, I'd like to recognize some state representatives who have joined us this morning. Sandy Pope Roberts, Chuck Benedict, and Steve Hilgenberg. In addition to that, it is my pleasure and opportunity to introduce to you a strong advocate of what we're trying to accomplish here and a passionate supporter of a smoke-free Wisconsin. Please help me welcome State Senator Fred Risser.
Thank you. I'm Senator Fred Risser. I'm president of the Wisconsin State Senate. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the politics of this movement. We are pleased that the governor has included smoke-free workplaces in his budget. We hope it stays in the budget, but if it does not stay in the budget, we're prepared to introduce a standalone bill in the Wisconsin legislature. This is a hot-button issue with a number of my colleagues. Many of them are concerned about how their constituents actually feel about this matter. Some are fearful about alienating the Tavern League, which has taken a position against smoke-free taverns. In any event, this issue will be discussed in this legislative session. It is important that the public let their legislators know how they feel about smoke-free workplaces. You know, society does not permit one with a contagious disease to commingle in public for fear of spreading that contagious disease. Secondhand smoke is contagious and can cause cancer to innocent bystanders. It's time society recognizes what science and our Surgeon Generals have said about the dangers of secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke is dangerous, and those exposed to it should not have to have it permitted in the workplaces of this state, and consequently should not be permitted in the workplaces of this state. Over half the people in this country live in areas that are smoke-free, where smoke is not permitted in the workplace, including restaurants and bars. We should join our neighbors, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, who within the last 2 years have banned smoking in the workplaces of their states, including the taverns and restaurants. The economic impact of a smoke-free workplace is enormous. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, Burden of Tobacco Report, an estimated $2.16 billion in direct health care costs, much of it picked up by the taxpayers, are caused annually by cigarette smokers and users in Wisconsin. In addition, smoke-related illnesses are the most preventable health care problem we face. Clearing the air of secondhand smoke would not only provide an even playing field for our businesses, an increased workplace productivity by reduced absenteeism, but will also save the taxpayers considerable money and provide for a healthier environment for Wisconsin citizens. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce the president of Tobacco-Free Dane County Coalition, Gary Polson, after which we will take any questions you have.
Thank you, Senator Risser. I've always appreciated your efforts in this field. As president of Tobacco-Free Dane County, I am continually frustrated. We had some major successes in our county with local ordinances, but I'm frustrated that our staff needs to take the time, money, resources, and energy when they could also put that energy and effort to youth prevention, preteen and teen education, cessation referrals. Tobacco-Free Dane County has, as I said, many successful efforts, but I'm still frustrated by the fact that there are thousands of municipalities that have smoke-free ordinances. As the Senator mentioned, many states, I think it's coming close to 24 states, have smoke-free laws that prevent smoking in workplaces. Tobacco-Free Dane County supports this effort by Senator Risser. In recent skirmishes, our opponents have changed some of their arguments. The most recent argument is that we should have a state law rather than local ordinances. And I say, let's provide that for them. Let's give them what they want. There are some concerns about the fact that this isn't a budget bill. But the budget has and will be a policy-making vehicle. And I cannot think of any more important policy than the health and welfare of the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. Additionally, I worked for the state legislature for 35 years. I know that the budget is the focus of many legislators for 6, 7, maybe more months, hopefully not too many more than that. I also know that this is an initiative that is no surprise to any legislator. It's been around for many years. Last session, we had public hearings in front of several committees. We had discussion and debate among legislators. They know about this issue. It is important. The budget is, as the Senator mentioned, an economic and fiscal document, and he touched on the many points about loss of productivity, the fact that health insurance costs raise for employers, and also from the perspective of the employee. They shouldn't have to choose between their livelihood and their health. When I started with tobacco control as an alderman in the city of Madison about 12 years ago, the issue about a statewide law came up, and I said at that time, I wouldn't hold my breath. But with these fine legislators behind me and the effort by Senator Risser, I can say now that I will hold my breath for a smoke-free Wisconsin. Thank you.
We'd be happy to entertain any questions at this time.
The website, Holding Our Breath, WI.com, I mean, can you tell me a little bit about where the funding comes from then? Are you finding yourselves having to spend money that might be better put towards cessation efforts and whatnot on this effort?
Yes, the American Cancer Society is funding the website. And, of course, we would like to direct those dollars to other preventative measures, but because we do not have a smoke-free bill at this time, we felt this was a great investment and a vehicle to hopefully move the legislation along.
What are your thoughts on one of the, I guess, sticking points on the smoke statewide bill last year, and that was this phase-in period for taverns? If that was to make it into this, the final version of this that's included in the budget,
I'll go ahead and let Senator Risser talk, maybe address
this
one.
We are taking the position that there should be no phase-in for taverns. We are taking the position, as taken by most of the states that have adopted this legislation, that it should apply across the board at a particular point in time. Now, the budget bill takes effect at different times. This particular provision in the budget bill, as it now stands, takes effect 60 days after the budget is passed. That, of course, could be debated in the legislature, and the legislature can always change things, but that's how it currently stands, and we're not interested in phasing this in separately.
Political reality, the opponents with forces that have kept it from happening say that had you agreed to the phase-in period, you'd have it right now. So, I mean,
that's not true.
Do you need to rethink the strategy here?
No, that's not true. They're not telling the whole story. They wanted a phase-in period far into the future. They also wanted certain other provisions about limiting local units of government from adding on to the bill. They wanted to preempt certain other aspects of the subject matter. And so they had a number of other demands which didn't make the public. That was just one of their demands. We'll see what happens. I think that the legislature wants to hear from the public. And if the public will let their legislators know how they feel about this, I think that'll make quite a difference. As I say, some of my colleagues are not quite sure how their public feels. I know how my public feels. But some are more scared of tavern leagues and other things. But that is not so that they had never agreed to a phase-in bill without other things attached.
Wouldn't you feel better if Russ Decker was here with you?
Not particularly. We'll be talking to him as it goes on. But it's in the budget. We hope to keep it in the budget.
Senator, the other thing that's changed is, of course, the Democrats have control in the Assembly. Mm-hmm. Even if the phase-in and the other provisions had been included last session, would it have been dead on arrival in the Assembly?
In Assembly? I'm not sure. The Assembly has changed, and we have a friendly Assembly establishment this time around. Our Speaker of the Assembly supports this bill, and if this were to be handled as a separate bill, we could count on him referring it to a friendly committee. So we have a friendly set. But this is, let me be very clear, this is not a Democratic or a Republican issue. This is a bipartisan issue. Last time we had bipartisan support in both the Assembly bill and the Senate bill. Last time we had committees in which both Republicans and Democrats supported the bill, in both the Senate committee and the Assembly committee. This is a bipartisan effort. It's not a Democratic or a Republican effort.
Other questions?
Well, I would just conclude by urging the public to let their legislators know how they feel. Legislators do react to public demand. And if the public demands that this bill go into effect, it will go into effect. The public has to let their legislators know. And one thing we want to do is to encourage the people of this state who are interested in this subject to write their legislators, contact their legislators, and let them know how they feel. Thank you.
Senator Risser, on behalf of the American Cancer Society and all of our partners, thank you so much for your support in protecting the health of Wisconsin residents. And I'd like to thank all of our supporters in back, too. Thank you for your time this morning.